Sunday morning edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the third Sunday of April, so that means Behavior Training and Healing Sunday and Anything About Animals with me, Martha. And you can talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other. You can get a personal reading with Natasha and, you know, find out if you got any questions you want to know. I got a lot to ask her, so if you guys don't call in, I got lots of stuff to talk to her about. And so Nathan is here. Bigfoot is ready to stomp around.
He's out in the forest right now, but he might make an appearance sometime next week.
Well, you know, and I don't know if when you're not here, Nathan, but maybe you hang out on Dr. Nell's property, because remember, you know, he told us last week.
That's
Natasha,
right.
He's been working with, Robin Alexis. Psychic gal? Okay. Well, he's doing something else with her on some program, something they're doing together. And she told him that he had Bigfoot energy watching over him, the property. Mm-hmm. And then he told us that he's got a back 40 that he says is just rough and raw. And he's been out in the middle of that. He thought he would get lost on his own property. It's so bad. Anyway, he says there's plenty of room that there could be a Bigfoot. Nobody'd ever know. So,
oh yeah, they're spiritual beings. They're of the star being type of realm.
Well, now that's kind of interesting. So from your perspective, what do you think? What do you say Bigfoot is?
He is a there's a group of beings, I'm going to call them, that when we split realities, when we came into more of the 3D realm, that they stayed in that dimensional walk where they can go from realm to realm, being to being, place to place. It's on the other side of the veil, right? And so when that's why they see balls of light, and then all of a sudden there's a being, and then there's a being, and then there's a ball of light, right?
I've not heard ball of light stories. But I have heard kind of what you're talking about, so saying that they're interdimensional beings, so they can kind of come and go, and that's why we've never been able to find the, catch them or find them.
Exactly. There's some shows that I've been watching that, truth is truth, and I do this with a grain of salt and everything like that, But
there's some good ones out there. They go on really good searches and stuff.
Exactly, but they've done it on the heat, the heat.
Oh yeah, the reading heat signatures.
Where there's balls, and all of a sudden there's a creature there, and then they start walking to that area, and then there's nothing there.
So
they can transfer. Like, it was a couple years ago that I got a sense that there was There was Sasquatch, Bigfoot, you know, Hakuwa, whatever they want to call them, you know, energy behind my cedar tree, even in Cedar Woolley here. And he would just peer around the corner. I'd feel him peer around the corner and then he would disappear. So they can do that. Now there is more physical homes in certain places on certain places on our planet that they do
Interesting.
home into because those areas have been more cloaked. Now that the veil, the cliche word, you know, whatever, I'm just using that word so people can understand a little bit more. Now that that veil is thinning, that elusive dimension has been more seen. That's why we're seeing more critters, you know, jumping, you know, like you're riding your bike and all of a sudden you see this critter flying by you. You know, and it's like, what was that? Because those dimensions are starting to weave into our dimension and
Interesting.
into our realities. And that's that whole
But the likelihood of
dimensional.
anybody catching Nathan anytime soon is not going to happen,
No,
sounds like.
no.
So, Nathan, you're free. Don't you have to worry about it. You can just change dimensions when you need to. Oh, and isn't that delightful? Nathan's answering the phone. Now we'll get to see, is it really somebody out there that wants to talk to us or not? Anyway, we won't get into anything long here in case we get to go to the phones here soon, but I will say, Natasha, I had fabulous news last week, and I still have the same good news. I haven't been able to talk about good animal TV for a long time, but finally, Animal Planet's got Jackson Galaxy is back, and they did
Oh, really?
last Saturday marathon editions of Jackson all night with promos that his new season's coming up. Well, last not last night, Saturday evening, marathon of My Cat from Hell is Jackson Galaxy's show, and yeah, he's a goofy guy, but my golly, he is the best cat behaviorist on the planet. The
I would say
guy
so.
is unbelievable. Now, they're promoting a new season, but I haven't seen New Edition yet, and I didn't see the promo last night. Now, I had done a long session. I was late, and I was doing other things when I was kind of watching too, so I might have missed it. So I'm not sure, but at one of these Saturday nights, the new season is going to start. But I'm realizing that even though I thought I've missed some shows because there I've got getting to see some shows I haven't seen and then shows that I saw before and but I'll tell you what, I could watch him from now till the cows come home. I swear, he is so good at what he does, and I love to watch him work with the people and the cats, and of course. You know, there's got to be tons of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that we never see on television, you know, on the show. But my gosh, he is just such a miracle worker, and I just adore him. I tried a lot. We tried pretty hard some years ago, trying to make a connection. I wanted to give him the Pluckner piece of the pie, but at any rate, I tried contacting him. We didn't have any luck. I did meet him when he was here in Seattle, but you know, Natasha, they're just we didn't cut that that I we didn't make that connection, and I don't know what it was. I'm just assuming that for whatever reason we aren't meant to connect. But I had another flash last week. Thinking, watching the shows, thinking, oh, what a gift it would be if Jackson knew about Dr. Nels and the work that he does. Because Dr. Nels resetting the nervous systems on these cats and where would work miraculously well in supporting what he does and all of that. And so I suggested to Nels, I says, why don't you see if you can find him, get a connection. So as long as I've got you, we do get to go to the phone here, which we're gonna do, but can you tune in? Can you see if Nels makes an effort, do you see him being able to make a connection with Jackson?
Well, as you're talking, the energy that I got around is that he has so much coming at him.
That's
And
what
I can, what I'm getting in the word that's coming to me is he's more of an introvert. He's more than one that just wants to work with the cats, but he also has this calling that he needs to get the word out. The
That makes
cats are
sense.
more than just what they are, you know, and how to connect with the cat. So he knows that he has this calling, but he's an introvert. So he's like in this catch
Yeah, I think he's a very
22.
sensitive man.
And he's because you can tell the way that he when a cat strikes at him, he it's more of an energetic scenario. He's really reading into a whole lot more. So I get that, you know, whoever is diverting his the people to him, and that he's not always in charge of that.
Well, all right. But even in person, because
I right
I
now
met him
I
in
see more that.
person,
I see more that than I see
A connection, yeah. But
of the
I was not
connection.
able to make it, and I think he's learned how to protect himself or whatever. But even meeting him in person, standing in, it just didn't happen. So, oh well. Let's see. And
Because
looks
he has a
like.
lot of people like trainers and stuff coming to him, and he's gotta kind of go. It's like I see him putting almost earmuffs or his hands over his ears
Right,
type of
that's what I
thing.
figured. It's just, but even with all that going on and all that stuff, if the connection's meant to happen, it'll
It
happen.
will.
So
It
I just
will.
think
And
for
so I
whatever
can't, at this
reason,
time, I
he and
can't
I
see.
were not, it wasn't right for us to connect, or it just wasn't there. And who knows?
And
It may still happen. You never know. It could still happen in this
exactly.
lifetime, but it hasn't happened yet. And I did what I could, but anyway, there we go. I think I'm assuming, Nathan, that you want to take care of advertisers before we go to the phones.
Yes, look, we can go ahead and do that, and then we'll be back with Kathleen and Federal Way.
All right, everybody, and if you want to get in line, we'd love to talk to you too. 425-373-5527. We're going to take care of advertisers and come right back and talk to Kathleen. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Easter Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And I got to tell you, NuPro nuggets to the rescue. Anyway, NuPro's got great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And I'll tell you what, their NuPro nuggets are their cat vitamins. And oh my gosh, cats really love them. Most cats, anyway, really, really love them. I have one of those cats that really, really loves them. And that's my Sophie Sweet Cheeks. And you know, we've talked about it on the air with the bird flu and stuff. My cats have all of their lives eaten raw turkey. Well, they can't do that these days because of the bird flu and stuff, and nobody's doing any raw turkey right now. So I had to switch them to another raw food, and where we landed was rabbit. And so I have one, my Buzzy, Buzz Around the House. Buzz Around loves the rabbit. And so no problem with him. Sophie loved the rabbit to start with, but then she started, yeah, you know, I'm not wild about it. I'd like to be. So now what I have to do for Miss Sophie is I do her rabbit, and then I add I'm filling with a little bit of some canned food in this process, and then I add in their Complete Plus vitamins. But anyway, so put it out. She'll eat. She starts to eat, and then when she starts to, oh, I'm not so sure I like it so much, then I sprinkle NuPro nuggets on top. And she goes, oh, I love it, love it, love it, love it, and she eats it up like crazy. So if you got picky eaters, NuPro nuggets in the cat department. NuPro nuggets is a great way to get them to eat, but it's also a great way to give them their vitamins because most cats really, really like them. I know a friend of mine uses them as a recall to you know, shakes the NuPro nuggets to get the cat to come. So anyway, check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O.com online. If you can't find the products in the stores, they're all available on Amazon. Our sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available, has room for new clients. And if you need to de-stress, calm down, and relax, best way I know to do that. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And remember that if you know anybody has problems with their dog friends and they want to solve those problems and quickly, then I'm your gal. Write down my phone number and please give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dogs and tell them I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. My number's 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. Nathan's here. Natasha's here. I think we are. We know there's at least one person out there listening to us. Woohoo! And she's in Federal Way. Let's go down and talk to Kathleen. Kathleen, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. So, Kathleen.
I called in last week and I was hoping that the reset with Dr. Nels would help settle Tabitha, but she's still really meowy. Now, usually she'll just self-report when she uses the litter box and she wants it clean and when she can see the bottom of her bowl or her water's getting stale. But lately it's been meow, 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 and she wants out of the bedroom and meow, 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 she wants back in the bedroom and she's driving my sister and I nuts.
Okay. All right. So let's get, I want some more details. So Tabitha is her name, right?
She's a tabby.
Tabby cat. How old is Tabitha?
Don't really know, but she's been a part of our family for almost 13 years.
Okay. So she's an older model and a spayed female, right?
Oh yeah.
I also want to get details enough so that
I adopted her.
Okay. How old?
Don't know. I've had her for almost 13 years.
But she was an adult when you got her?
Yeah. They suspected she was about two, But okay. She was already an extremely long, well-developed cat, and she was discovered with kittens. So,
gotcha. All right, and so, Kathleen called last week, and so Dr. Nils, you know, did a tune-up physically, and a lot of times that helps a lot. But when we've got Dr. Nils and Linda on, and we're doing that healing show, and, you know, I just, you know, that's our focus, so we can't go off on behavior tangents and talk about all this stuff. So that's why I always say, call us next week, because I can talk more about the behavior, but we can also have Natasha tune in to help us figure out what's going on here. So
yes,
now I want you again, I want you, Kathleen, to describe to me, because it sounds like over-vocalization and Tabitha is meowing all the time.
Correct.
Now, is it a lot of times there is, you know, an older kitty syndrome or whatever you want to call it, that they get older and they start meowing a lot. And a lot of times it's at night and during the night, in the middle of the night. Is she doing that, or is it, when is she doing
it? It's all day long. She's
all the time.
Sleeping as much as she used to.
Okay, well, so it could be part of that, but let's, before we get into what can we do about all of that, let's just have Natasha's been tuning in and looking at, Natasha, what are you seeing? Can you give us an idea of what's going on with Miss Tabitha and what all this over-vocalization might mean, or is it just older kitty stuff and we deal with that? I mean, so what are you getting?
Okay, so there's three things that I was pulled to look into.
Okay.
One was age. Another was that there's something going on with in the house with the people, that there's something that is like, there's an angst, there's an energy, because the mantra, I'm attuning to the energies of the now, I am in alignment with the energies, I am at peace with the energies, is the mantra that kept coming through to me to mention. Because there's something about the angst and the energy in the room. And then I also was called to check in to see if there was any like energies, like a past loved one, an energy of just somebody walking through the house. Sometimes we get walkthroughs, you know, that, you know, because we're light and love, right? So we get walkthroughs. So I was checking in with
apartment.
That.
Are there ghosts in Kathleen's apartment? Is that what we're talking about?
The walls are thin, so there's a lot of there. You can get those walkthroughs. So,
well, wait a minute. Time out, Kathleen. How long have you lived where you're at?
Let's see, 10 and a half years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so,
how long has this over vocalization been going on?
About 6 months. 7 months.
Okay. Continue, Natasha.
So right now we are really in a stage where spirit is very strong in our lives. So we have a lot of people that have, you know, like if they have piggybackers, I call them, you know, like if they're kind of on the negative side and then they go into a bar, they get piggybackers. They're the energies that piggyback on them that have spirit that has passed away, or like even just if somebody's really angry, sometimes that energy can produce into a an energy field of a being, if that makes any sense. And so sometimes they walk through, and when I'm asking the properties of the energy around you to help clear out the house and put boundaries on the walls, because even though you've been there for a long time, there's still a new energy that's coming into this planet that kind of break down some of the, I've even had to upgrade my wards around my house.
Right.
And so, there. Does that feel a little bit better in your home?
Can you feel a shift?
Honest, I don't feel a shift.
That's okay.
No, I understand. It, you know, and I used to live in the apartment across the grass, and the living room was entropy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in the 90s. And so I'm always a little leery about being in, you know, over that building, because it always feels very chaotic over there. Maybe there's spillover.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity, and that's one thing. And so I just felt a pop when
good.
So I'm asking. So even if you don't feel anything, that's okay. We don't all, we're not all awake, all in alignment to feel everything and know everything.
Right, absolutely.
So the other thing, do you have do you have, I feel a masculine energy that's around you.
Well, that's sort of me.
No. I feel
Besides Kathleen, it's
yeah,
not.
so like it would be like a grandfather of a father that was like
Oh,
if
you're
your
talking a male energy on the other side
side, yeah.
around Kathleen. So who might that be, Kathleen?
Well, they're all dead except for my brothers, and
Yeah,
they're up
no.
there.
It feels like either it feels like it feels like a fatherish type of energy. So this could be
Okay.
either your grandfather that was more like that, was very close with you and very interactive,
They
or
were
it could be
dead by the time I was born.
okay. So then it would be your
Died
dad.
in the 40s and the other one in the 50s. So yeah.
Okay.
But yes, I was close to my dad.
Okay, so and there's very and there's a closeness because sometimes
Oh
a
yeah.
grandfather can feel that same way, and sometimes there's a an energy field that feels pretty close.
He was almost 50 when I was born.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got that there was an age gap, that there was a huge age gap in this relationship. So thank you for confirming that. But he's sending love, and he's been around you for a little bit for some reason, supporting you through something that you're going through. Maybe it's the worry that you have about your future. It's the worry about, there's a lot of things that are happening in the world that are uncertain, and so it's triggering a lot of our internal fears. And so he's just been spending a lot of time with you. So I get that your cat has been sensing energies in your place. And that's part of it, but I'm also getting that this is an age thing. It's a disharmony in the age thing. So if you so helping with the energies around you that I did, and I'm praying that it helps, and then aligning with the energies that might settle her a little bit. I would call up the next second Saturday again or Sunday again and get another alignment to help settle the and maybe if Nels can go more with the dementia type of
Oh,
scenario, that
really?
might help. He
Um,
seems to
yeah,
be
because
pretty well
that.
on the ball. That doesn't seem to be the problem. It's just,
But
but you're
I no,
right,
it
very
doesn't mean
unsettled.
that she's demented, Kathleen.
No,
But it's
no.
similar when the age thing. See, when Natasha pulled those three things in, see that helps me too understand what's going on. But there is a condition with cats as they get older that they do over vocalization. Now,
Okay.
it's not that they're demented per se,
No.
but I think that it relates to that sort of energy. It's something similarly related that as they get older, they sort of lose it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, usually, Kathleen, and remember, they don't read the rule books, so they don't know how it's supposed to work, but usually, this older cat, demented, related, sort of stuff. The over vocalization usually happens during the night. So that's why it becomes such a problem for people because they keep them awake, it keeps them awake and stuff. But it's usually during the night. Now, Tabitha has thrown a little wrench into the works because she's not just at night, she's all the time. It
Right.
sounds like. But it still could be the same sort of thing. Now, my kind of sense, and I think Natasha could relate to this, sometimes I think that when it's happening during the night all the time, that's, and it's often around that 3 a.m. time, and
It's the
that's
spirit
usually
realm.
see when
Usually
the
up
mass
anyway.
consciousness in your area is the stillest and the quietest. And sometimes they can't connect with what they're used to connecting with and they feel lost. Okay, so you get that yow meowy stuff. All right, so
Which is not yowie. It's just mew, 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 mew.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so the things that we can look at, the other things we can look at sometimes, you know, I do teach what I call the human to animal transference.
And I've taken your class.
That our animals pick up, process, reflect back our belief systems, our behaviors, our characteristics, and particularly suppress negative emotional energy. Well, correct. Sometimes, I might as well tell you a story since we have time, and Kathleen may be the only one listening. Okay. This goes back Como radio days.
I remember those days.
Okay. Remember? Okay. Got a call woman, got her on the phone, and remember I'm at Como now. So the phones are always full. They're always lit and I'm being pressured to do slam dunk radio. So I have to do quick phone calls. Anyway, gal gets on the air. And she starts talking about her cat. And the problem is the over-vocalization and talking all the time. And she was describing kind of what you're describing. But she was going on and on and on and talking fast and on. And I'm letting her go on and on. And at that time when I was doing the radio show, I had a co-host. Y'all may remember Dave Young, who was my co-host. He'd be sitting on Nathan's side of the desk, and then I'm there, and he was my co-host. Well, this woman, I'm just letting her go on, and she's rattling on. She's talking a mile a minute, and on, and on, and on, and on, and no one could get a word in edgewise. And Dave, my co-host, is doing that slit your throat thing. Cut her off! Cut her off! Cut her off! Get rid of her! Cut her off! Cut her off! And I'm just letting her go and go and go. And finally, I shut her down. And then what I did was, is anybody else getting this human to animal transference thing? Okay. Because what this owner, the woman's biggest problem was she talked too much and all the time, and she didn't let all of that sort of thing. So we went at it from that human to animal transference perspective and put her on a program of she had to shut up, okay, and start listening and all of that sort of thing. Well, anyway, in the long run, it ended up solving the problem. So the first thing we have to check on, now, it could be similar with you. So we just, you know, have to say, you could look at, am I talking too much? Am I, you know,
or that overthinking sort of thing?
Okay, all right. So that Natasha can grab.
That's always been the case since I adopted her. I've always been an overthinker. It's, you know, it's always been one crisis or another that she's been living with.
Okay. So are you a meditator by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. Because you want to be focusing more on that. I mean, for overthinking, that's one of the best things you can do is learn to meditate and still your mind. Are you able to still your mind?
Oh, yeah, meditation? I can put an idle.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Good. That's good. So it may or may not have a lot to do with what's going on, but when Natasha, you know, tunes, oh, yeah, that overthinking stuff. So that's something you'd want to be working on. Okay.
She's settling right now and looking at me like, yay, I'm being listened to.
Right. Now, see, the other thing you can do, and that was just what I was about to say, is see that you can talk to her a little bit. Okay.
Oh.
And I hear you, Tabitha. What's going on now? I've got my Sophie is a talker. And she talks a lot and all the time. And it's fascinating, you know, in cat behavior. Do you know that cats don't talk to themselves by meowing at each other?
They don't talk to each other at all.
They don't talk to each other.
They talk to us humans.
They only talk this way to humans. You know, so they... So sometimes you just have to acknowledge, I hear you, Tabitha. And then you could talk to her about kind of let me know, is there something that you would like? What do you want to do? You know, can you do this if you want that, or do this if you want that? Or you could talk to her about, all right, I'm going to breathe and still my mind, Tabitha, and I want you to send me the picture of what you want. Okay. And so start communicating with her about it, and you might find that that helps for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, to be honest with you, I got as a flyby, as a whisper that went through, that she was talking to the spirits in the house.
Ah, okay. All right. So if that's all right, if that's the
same door.
Okay. Then Kathleen, you could say
and
something
your dad
to her.
And you know, that kind of thing. So now
so
that we kind of asked that to settle down, that might help her to not be having so many conversations with other people.
Right. But you know, you just talk to her, and as you're talking, you imagine it in your mind. She'll get the pictures, feel what you're feeling, and you can explain. You say, now, Tabitha, I think you might be talking to Dad, or other things in the house. She said, you need to know that that's okay. You can talk to him, but how about you talk to them silently? Quietly in your mind and see her telepathically communicating, but keeping her mouth shut. Okay. And so you could see now, if you be quiet, I'll give you a special treat if you just quiet for a while. But anyway, you could start negotiating there. And then the last thing I want to tell you about is going back to my favorite guy, Jackson Galaxy, my cat from hell. Okay. He sells stuff, Kathleen.
Right.
And he's got a website, jacksongalaxy.com.
And she does do Rescue Remedy. I do put drops in her.
But he doesn't sell Rescue Remedy, but he has a lot of specific flower essences. He calls them behavioral solutions. So what one are you putting? What one of his are you using?
No, it's Bach.
Oh, you're using Bach flower. Okay. Yeah. All right. The specific one I've got, if you go to jacksongalaxy.com, this is behavioral solutions are his flower essences. And he has one specific for this over vocalization, but it usually happens at night. So the solution is called Quiet Night. He says, formerly Night Owl Solution. Now, we know that Tabitha isn't doing this just at night, but the formulations of these flowers are to address the over-vocalization stuff. So, Natasha, can you tune in to Jackson Galaxy's Quiet Night formula? And see if, and related to Tabitha, you're shaking your head, so it doesn't
it feels upsetting to the thinking about that.
Okay. Yeah. And Natasha, we're not getting a good feeling about that.
No.
Okay. Well, then never mind.
I think the Rescue Remedy, and you used the word one crisis to another.
Yes.
Okay. So when we love our minds are amazing. They're the computer system that doesn't want to stop. But when we start focusing on the negative, one crisis into another, we ride on a it's like our feet are on a treadmill.
Right.
You know, our energy is on a treadmill. And I'm ADHD dyslexic. I get the mind never stopping. I totally do. But the way that I keep it from falling down into rabbit holes, and the way that I keep it from, I do quick little mantras, and I love like Nels's. I trust, I trust, I trust. I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. I'm asking for healing on this. I'm in the moment of now. I'm settled in myself, and whatever I can simplistically disrupt the disruptor with, it helps settle my energy. And then I can go more into a walking meditation. Because sometimes, like when I'm in my day job, when I'm doing my life, when I'm driving on the freeway, whatever I'm doing, I kind of get into the collective energy and I have to bring myself back out of it and be in my center.
Yeah. And how I find that is I make sure I'm running the energy through my spine rather than running it through my gut. And my nervous system, the rest of my nervous system, but running through my spine, and I'm grounding it through the bottom of my feet.
And yeah, and that
where
and
feet are, so I have understanding. So
yes,
yes, I do have all these hacks, and I do work on them all the time. So thank you.
Congratulations, good job. Yeah.
Okay, no,
but this
Kathleen.
Might be a reminder. This might be a reminder that we have so much energy out there that is palatable, that we're breathing in, we're feeling it, we're hearing it. You know, all our senses are almost getting overwhelmed with it. That if you can remember to do your breathing in the middle of that angst moment or in the middle, because we're almost asked to start walking meditation now to have ourselves centered so that we can honor what's going on around us. We can negotiate what's going around us. We can do the boundaries, or we can do the action that we're called to do, but we're still centered in ourselves. And I'm feeling like she's starting to settle down a little bit because she's being heard. And so there again, what Martha was saying about being heard and interacting. And I'm hoping that now that she doesn't have so many visitors to have conversations with, that she that she'll also settle down. But remembering that age does have a moment where we start walking into other dimensions and worlds. You know, and so we start seeing, so she may not, when she was younger, seen all those dimensions and worlds, where now
she is. Yeah, she did.
Okay. Yeah. So like mom, exactly. So with that, remembering to clean out your house once in a while, and that might help settle her. Okay.
Yeah, housekeeping has never been my strong.
Sometimes when there's chaos around me, I say, okay, I open up the doors. I say, everybody out, that's no longer for my greater need or greater good. And that means even them out of the house now. Take a break. I need a break. Go play outside. You know, it's like.
That is a wonderful idea.
Yeah. So
Nathan's getting ready to stomp around, you guys. So I'm glad we got a chance to discuss all this stuff. And Kathleen, hopefully it's helpful.
I do have one question.
I think you should make it a regular date here that you call in the second Sunday of the month for a while so we can get Tabitha tuned up on a regular basis and clear out what's going on for the month. And then you could check in with us on the third Sunday with Natasha so we can have her look at all of this and see what's changed or not or whatever. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
You had one more quick question?
She has a tendency to, when she needs to poo, to dig her a hole in the litter box with her face. And I've been trying to explain to her since I adopted her that she should just, you know, make a hole with her paw and then go in it, but she bulldozes her face in the litter box.
Yeah. Natasha's throwing her hands up in the air, and I will say to that, I can't explain the behavior and I can't explain why they do it. But every once in a while, you get a cat that has that behavior. I know that because I've had one. And he stick his head in the litter box and dig with it. I don't know why. I don't know, but, you know, maybe we look at where are you sticking your head that it doesn't belong? Or are you sticking your head into a poop pile or something or, you know, all of that? So you could look at that sort of thing. But anyway, we got to go because we got to take care of advertisers. Call us back on the second Sunday and
blessings
check in
on
with
your
us
journey.
Next month so we can see what's going on with everybody. So thank you, Kathleen.
Blessings, thank you.
Happy Easter. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
All righty. We're going straight to advertisers, and Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos next Sunday, April 20 at 1 p.m., for this great panel, U.S. Global Currents, an astrological perspective, looking at what energies teeter-totter our collective worlds, connected in the cosmic dynamics rocking and shaping new realities in the USA and internationally. Come, journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, April 20 at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen from her website, Vertical Energy Worldwide. She is our other best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner and energy codes gal. You can work with Linda. You know, she works with humans. Dr. Nels, her brother, does all the animal work, but Linda works with us human animals, and she's actually local. You can work with her in person at the Intraspace facility where her office is, and that's in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely like she does on the air. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to anyone that we send her. And working with her on the air doesn't count. So, Natasha, I was thinking, now you're here during the break, they didn't mention this to Kathleen. So, Kathleen, if you're still listening, I'm wondering, have you had a free session with Linda? Because if not, that could be another thing that could help clear mm-hmm. some of this stuff out. And so, Natasha, you're nodding. Linda would be a good thing for Kathleen to do, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. It's just recentering. And that's the thing is right now we are in the midst of some big shifts and changes. And I've said that, you know, it's like we've had the star planets, the galaxies around us, you know, the star beings doing their switch. Then we have the astrology, and then we have our outer world, like our government and the world around us. And then we have our personal life, like our jobs, our homes. And then we have our minds that are going through things. And then we have our emotions and our bodies going through things. And it's like we have these layers that are so palatable and thick right now. Usually it's like one or two that are hitting us. Right now I'm feeling like all those layers are just applying to us right now. And so it'd be really good if we could align our energies with the with what's going on. And anytime we can do that on many different layers, because we all have healers that can do different layers and they're all amazing. If we can do that, it can help us get through what we're going through.
Yeah, right. All right. So you can check Linda out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you would like a free introductory session, or if you'd just like to talk to her or schedule with her, you can call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Please take my number down and pass it out to anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs. I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best person to help them, I probably know who is. But pretty much even the worst of the worst, you got out of control dogs and you want to get them under control quickly, I'm your gal. And so please write my number down and give it to anybody you know that needs help with their dogs. And my number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And remember Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. She is available, and what a great way to de-stress and relax. And if you really need some help with that, Jude is your gal here. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Now, Nathan, I know we've got another caller. Carol, does she want to wait over the top of the hour? Do you think we should try to sneak something in the next 3 minutes, or what do you think?
We can at least get a little bit of an intro going in the first 3 minutes and then continue after the top of the hour.
Okay, that sounds good. So let's welcome Carol to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hey, Carol.
Hello. Hey, thanks for taking my call, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter, and I just have to say, woo, 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 woo. It looks like Natasha's talking to dead people today, huh?
Oh.
Well, why are you calling, Carol?
Okay, a few nights ago, I was getting ready for bed, got ready for bed. Me and my cat were almost asleep. And over my head, this was like about 1 in the morning, over my head there was a large, not a real large, but something had dropped up in my attic. And so, well, I didn't think too much about it. I just tried to get back to starting to get back to sleep. And a few minutes later, there was another noise. It was like something coming crashing onto the floor up there. And I thought, I'm not sure what this is all about. It got me a little scared a bit. And so this happened 2 more times right above my head, a real loud crashing noise. There's nothing up there. I mean, there's nothing that would do that normally. So I got up and I started clearing the space and doing Reiki and doing all these things. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah, so I could see what was going on. So I went back to bed and everything was fine again. So it was really
very
weird.
Interesting. Well, I think that
can you get up into the attic?
I can.
Okay.
Because I think we have to save this until after. You can stay with us, can't you, Carol?
Sure.
Okay. And Natasha, this is how we keep everybody from leaving. You want to know what's going on in Carol's house? Well, you have to love train with us to find out, because Carol is going to hang with us. Now we know what she's calling about. And the reason I said I think Natasha's talking to dead people today because of our last call. But then what Nathan typed in was maybe experiencing ghosts in her house. So anyway, this is definitely Natasha territory. So we're going to fire up the love train and do all of that. Then we'll come back and start the next hour with Carol, and we'll find out if Natasha can tell us what the heck's going on in Carol's attic. All right, so everybody stay right where you are, and remember that dancing is required. You can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train, dance with me. I'll come and cruise and pick you up. We're going to send the love all over the world to all of our allies and our friends, especially Ukraine, Canada, Panama, Greenland, and all of our allies and friends around the world and to our country. And if you haven't been paying attention, or you don't have an accurate source of news, you need to know. We have an authoritarian takeover happening as we speak of our government, and a planned and currently being successful attempt to destroy the government from the inside out. And if you don't know that, you need to check it out, because we need to send a wake-up call. And that's what I'll be doing. Wake up, America. We need to do something to stop this. And I don't know why, but well, I do know why, but even the network news are not covering all the action that is happening and what people are doing and the millions of people that were out there yesterday. It's not getting the press it should be. So anyway, pay attention, get an accurate source of news, and let's spread love and light all over the country, around the world, and wake up, America. So I'm going to energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and we'll find out what's in Carol's attic after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. An alternative talk, AM 1150.